Hey, everybody. Welcome to Cultivating Faith Ministry Podcast. I'm your host, Dave Garza, and I'm here to read off our weekly devotional. Each week, we're going to have one to just really kind of ponder on and let resonate in our hearts and just really think about what the word meant and how we can apply it to our lives. And this week, we're going to be talking about how we can kind of get in a habit of putting ourselves in a safe distance from things, right? You know, I mean, it's kind of common sense, ain't it? If there's going to be an explosion, you want to be a safe distance away. If there's fire, you want to keep yourself at a safe distance away. But there is a few things that we don't want to keep ourselves a safe distance from. And the number one thing is God. We kind of get in the habit of that, don't we? But see, Scripture's going to tell us much differently. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace." So have you gotten to where you stay at a minimum safe distance from God? Do you do it for fear of what He might ask you? What assignment He might put on your heart? What calling He might put on your life? I mean, do you ever worry if you allow yourself to get too close that He might leverage His position to press you to become, say, pastor, a teacher, or missionary? Maybe going off to Africa or something local? Or maybe an evangelist at your work? Or a confessor to your friends? Or something else, whatever it may be that He puts on your heart. But do we fear of it disrupting our plans? For many of us, fears like these characterize our relationship with God, unfortunately. You see, we know the plans that we have for ourselves, right? Not always bad. They're plans for good. We want good things ahead, and we trust ourselves to know what's good. So we're fearful of potential disruptions, even if they're from the God we love. But see, King David wrote, "It's precisely when we close the distance to God that we actually discover what we've been looking for all along." If we read in Psalm 37:4, it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." Not the boredom of your heart, or annoyance of your heart, or frustration of your heart, but the desires of your heart. The things you've always wanted, but you haven't found. The key, everyone, is trust. Read in Psalms 37:5. We must trust that the God of the universe might know better what is in fact good for us. And we must trust that He wills our good and knows how to bring it about. Continue reading in 37:5-6. So if God knows better, even better than what we know, what do we do? How do we keep ourselves out of the way? I challenge you to ask yourself, what's been on your heart or in your mind? Things that you've not done yet. Maybe it's reading Scripture regularly. I know that's a hard one. Joining some neighbors and community. Confessing something to a friend. See, God's put that thing on your heart, not so you can stay at a safe distance. He did it to bring you closer to Him. So everyone, let's close that distance. Let's move closer, and let's see what God has for us. Father, I thank You for this opportunity to dig into Your Word just a little bit, and to give us something to inspire us and encourage us as we head out this week. I pray that everyone digs deep into their heart and finds that thing they've been keeping themselves at a safe distance from, something You've called them to. And this week, I pray that You encourage them and build them up to draw closer to You so they can see that Your plans are much better than what we could ever plan. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.